We are Quixie 98.3. It is Tricia, and I want to welcome in Stephanie Gibbons from the Hardin County Solid Waste. Well, you are the coordinator.
Yes.
Yes. So, and we're here to talk about trash, sort of. But I didn't know if you knew that today is actually National Garbage Man Day.
I did not. That is so cool.
Isn't it?
Yes.
So I don't know if that's politically correct to say it like that. So trash collectors.
Yes.
I'm not exactly sure what the correct title is, but whatever it is, they are greatly appreciated. And I'm so glad that we have a day that you're in here that we can actually talk about.
Yeah, that worked out perfectly.
Yeah, and it wasn't even planned.
Yeah.
So what I like to do for our trash collectors is I'll leave them a note on our trash can, but you have to be creative, you know, in the way you do that, because if you just set it on top of the trash can, they may think it's just trash and they're just going to throw
it
away.
Right.
So have you ever done anything like that where you've...
I have. I've given the guys water bottles and stuff on really hot days and when I'm at home and they're still running and I know that they're out. So I try to do things like that when I can.
Yeah.
Of course, a lot of times they're through there before I get a chance to be there. But I will have to tell you, one day I did stay home from work on purpose to catch our guys coming down the road and surprise them a little bit. And we had bought a new deep freezer. And so I hid in the box when they come down the road. And luckily, nobody was hurt, but I really feel like it was close to being a heart attack. Like,
so you really scared them.
I did. And they always kind of make jokes at my driveway anyway, because they know exactly where I live.
Yeah.
And I would have given anything to had somebody else home to video it. And I really don't have that, but it was amazing. And,
well,
and I just like keeping them on their toes.
Well, I mean, that's okay. So you don't have to go to that extreme to show that we appreciate the trash people, but... And that's, see, that sounds bad too. Trash collectors, trash people. Okay, so whatever it is, what is the technical name?
So the company we use, Red River, all of the gentlemen that are on the back of the garbage trucks are called service techs.
Service techs,
mm-hmm.
Okay. See, that's good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you actually are here to talk about something more than just, you know, it being Garbage Man Day. So you guys have a really cool thing that you are working on for recycling.
Yes. So this came to me a little while back, and I've kind of been trying to put it in motion for a little while. So I've had several calls over the years since I've been coordinator from people that are either handicapped, in wheelchairs, sometimes just elderly people. But one thing is that we don't have any drop-off point that is handicap accessible for our recyclers. And we have a lot of avid recyclers that would even do more if they had, you know, that possibility to get to the drop-off point and bring their stuff in without having to climb stairs.
Right.
So this is kind of partial to my heart anyway, because I have my dad is wheelchair bound, and I have to go and pick his things up and take them to the drop-off point because he can't get in the trailers. So we're working on a project trying to get the main location at Farmers Market here in E-Town handicap accessible. So in order to do that, and the safest way to do that is not to have a ramp put in, but to actually have a dock installed on the property. So we would have a contractor come in and physically dig a hole to where the trailer backs up into the hole. And then that way, people in wheelchairs or whatever can roll right in from the dock. They don't have to go up any steps. There's no ramps, no way for them to really get hurt coming in and out of the trailers. And of course, some of our elderly, you know, people that recycle, a lot of times they'll just set their things at the bottom of the steps because they can't carry it up once they've collected it. So this will help them as well to be able to get in there and drop their things off. Of course, it does come with a hefty price tag, and we're trying to maybe reach out and kind of do a call out to all of our businesses and our factories and other government entities to see who would like to help participate in funding for this handicap dock. Of course, they definitely will have recognition after we get it done, and hopefully this will all work out to our advantage to make sure that we can track down the funding. I will say that Dow Corning has really, really jumped on board and supported this hugely. The total cost for the project will run us somewhere around $80,000, because we do have to keep in mind that we have a stream there too, so we have to make sure we kind of go around that so our hole doesn't fill up with water.
Right.
So Dow Corning has jumped on board, and they have committed to $43,000 of this project.
Wow.
So, yes, which is absolutely amazing. And I really feel like there's a lot of other companies and a lot of other people that would like to participate if they know that this is what we're doing and this is what's going on.
Yeah, knowing about it is yes. half the battle.
Absolutely, yeah. absolutely. So, you know, we have tried to reach out to a few different people, and, you know, I'm kind of doing a call out to the hospital and HMH and you know, really trying to get it up and going to where it might even be, you know, kind of like your Alsan war that you did.
Yeah.
So it just catches on and then it gets spread all over, and maybe we can get some people on board to help with this project.
So if somebody is interested in helping, what kind of time frame are we looking for?
Well, we need to at least have an idea to know that we're going to move forward by July 16th.
Okay.
So, and again, if there is any questions whatsoever that anybody has, or, they can always call me at the office. They can reach me at 270-360-9207. And I'm a solid waste coordinator. So, just hit extension 1 and that'll come right to my desk. And there's no too little or too much amount. I mean, we have to make it up to what is the required part to pay the contractor, and that's where we're going. So I would like to have as many people that are interested in participating if possible.
So this is not just for businesses. This could be just community members that, you know, if they have $5 and they
absolutely
just want to make that part
absolutely
of it. All right. I think this is a wonderful thing, and I think so many of us know somebody that
yes.
this would be easier for.
Yes.
You know, because it is a challenge to get up and down those stairs with your boxes. And, you know, so making it easier for everybody to be able to do that, I think, is a wonderful thing. And I appreciate you being willing to make this happen. And thanks to Dow for stepping up, and all the others that I know will step up. So
yes, we're very eager on this project. So I think it's going to be a wonderful thing. A lot of community will appreciate without a doubt, I'm sure.
Yeah. So is there anything else that you wanted to talk about with?
Well, real quick, a couple of events that are going to be happening here soon. So the next big free event is going to be August 7th, and that's Household Hazardous Waste. And just remember, that's all of the paints and fertilizers and anything liquefied that you want to get rid of, plus old medications. So that's August 7th at Matelsa off of Ring Road from 8 to 2. And then our next free dump day, and last free dump day of this year, will be September the 18th out at Hardin County Landfill there. And again, if they have any questions whatsoever, they can always reach me at the office or go online to hcky.org and look under the solid waste landfill and recycling pages. And we have brochures out there for all of our special events and things going on in the community.
All right. Well, Stephanie Givens, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We are Quixie 98.3.